CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
Although we do wish that Sean were here, I think he's here with us in spirit. It's Sean Harris and Seth Payne coming at you. Seth, I like to mess around with the ESPN playoff machine. I don't know if anybody, I don't know if people out there
I think
know
that's
this.
Yeah, it's pretty pop. Yeah, like it's fun to kind of plug in the different scenarios and figure out what you're operating. It'll tell you, okay, if this team beats that team, the chance of you going there, all that. It's fun.
I love playing around with this. So I started, I waited until week 17 because I was kind of curious. All right, where could the Texans end up playoff-wise? What could it be? After Wednesday's game, we now know exactly what it's going to be. Your Texans are going to play here as the fourth seed. And we know that the number one seed, the Kansas City Chiefs. So we know 1-4 are locked in. I believe we know that Buffalo, Baltimore are in. I think they're, maybe not. I don't know. But either way, the AFC North has not been decided. AFC East, AFC South, AFC West have been decided. Kansas City, the one seed. Buffalo is locked in, I think, as the two seed. Yes, they're locked in as a two. I don't think they can. They could. Maybe. Either way. More than likely, Buffalo's going to be the two. The three seed, right now, it looks like it could be the Baltimore Ravens. All Baltimore has to do is win on Sunday. Doesn't matter what the Steelers do. If they win, doesn't matter what the Steelers do. Baltimore's the three seed. If Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh's the five seed. However,
if Pittsburgh wins, regardless of whether Baltimore wins or loses,
So, Baltimore wins, it's over. Baltimore wins AFC North.
Okay.
Now, if Baltimore loses, combined with a Steelers win, the AFC North champion will be the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the five seed coming to Houston for Wild Card Weekend will be the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, which a lot of people have pointed out. It just seems way too ironic that last year the Texans got destroyed by the Browns in the regular season at the end of the season, and then they faced the Browns again in the wild card round in the playoffs. The biggest difference there, obviously, you don't need to be a football expert to know, is that Lamar Jackson is playing at a different level than Joe Flacco. And CJ didn't play in that first game versus the Browns. Now, there are some similarities in that the defense was banged up in that game versus the Browns. So, at least, there were some things where you could draw some similarities, but I think the biggest difference by far is just that Lamar Jackson's playing at an MVP caliber. Joe Flacco is kind of making a nice run of it, but he turned into a pumpkin, obviously.
Yes,
I don't think Lamar Jackson's going to have a Joe Flacco type performance if they're here at NRG.
Now, if you're thinking, okay, well, that's this. Who do the Ravens play? Well, the Ravens play the aforementioned Cleveland Browns, and the game is in Baltimore. So there's a pretty high likelihood the Browns, at this point, they're playing DTR. They're playing Dorian Thompson-Robinson at quarterback because, well, we know what happened with number four. Jameis Winston is an interception, pick six waiting to happen, so they decided, let's go with DTR. The season's shot. I give the Browns credit. The Browns have played hard.
Mm-hmm.
They play for Kevin Stefanski, but they going to beat Baltimore, Baltimore having the division on the line, I give them about a 2.6% chance of beating the Ravens. Yeah. So if the Ravens win, it's over. The Ravens then win the division. They're the three seed. And Pittsburgh would come here as the five seed. So we already know, Seth, how we would feel about Baltimore coming here. How do you feel about Pittsburgh coming here for a wild card playoff game?
for the most part, you know, I don't feel good about the Texans' offense against anybody right now, and certainly not one that's an actual good team or a good defense. The big opportunity there is that Russell Wilson has done some impressive things this year. There's been times where he looks like vintage Russell Wilson. He's a different quarterback when he's got George Pickens on the field, especially. Yes. But I think going versus this Texans defense, I think you might see the best version of the Texans defense, which is turnover hungry and just taking the ball away either with forced fumbles or with interceptions. And I'd feel really good about the chance of winning that game. For all of the issues and everything else, I think the home field advantage matters a lot versus the Pittsburgh Steelers in a way that there's no level of home field advantage, I think, that really helps you out against the Ravens. Now, the only codicil to that is that how big is the home field advantage when you're playing with against the Steelers in a wild card round, because half that stadium might be Steelers
that's
fans.
That's true. That is true. We've seen that before.
A playoff game. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll travel for a playoff game. And I get worried, especially after playing the way we did against the Ravens. Last time that we were on a field, that's what the fans, and I've had people tell me, I pay for this? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know that's the risk you run when you buy tickets, but it's just tough. So Steelers are going to get their hands on tickets. Now, the Steelers fans might be thinking the same thing. Like, we've lost three in a row. We lost three in 11 days. And they finished with the Cincinnati Bengals on, I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. But they finished with the Bengals. The Bengals very easily could put one on the Steelers in Pittsburgh, just as much as they could put it on in Cincinnati. So, I would, at this point, the combination of potentially facing the Steelers and the Chiefs, all things considered, I kind of think I would be okay with that. Not totally. I mean, I would probably love to play the Broncos or Chargers, a team that hadn't been in the playoffs for a few years. In the Broncos' case, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2015.
Yeah.
Playing a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix, playing Herbert, who gave up a big lead to the Jaguars last time he played in the playoffs. But you got to play the Steelers, a team that has been dealing with some stuff lately. I don't want to say I mind it or I don't mind it, but it's probably the best thing, I guess, that we could possibly have at this point, Seth.
What are you in terms of the Broncos? Like, I had to grudgingly acknowledge and compliment Sean Payton for the job he's done with Bo Nix. It drives me slightly crazy, except that you have to acknowledge that it's been a good job. Like, what do you feel about Bo Nix in terms of rookie performances, and like how much of it can be built on versus how much of it is okay, they're scheming around him and the legal catch up, etc.?
I think Bo's done a really nice job. I got a chance to see Bo up close to the Senior Bowl, and I'm like, he's miserable. Like, he just looked awful. He missed receivers horribly. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I know he's better than this. And I think Sean Payton realized that too and said, hey, we'll make him the 12th pick in the draft. And I do think early on they were massaging the game plan to give him things that he could handle. But I think he's kind of like what you would want a rookie quarterback to do. They kind of massaged it early. They took the training wheels off. He said, you're going to drive into a mailbox or three, but just keep getting up, and eventually you're going to get on the road, and you're going to be fine. And I think he's kind of gotten there. That said, in his first playoff game, I'd take it, but Denver can get to the sixth seed, but the Texans can't get to the three seed, and I don't think Denver can get to the five seed. I don't think that's possible.
The biggest thing about Bo Nix is when I look at a guy like him, because he does a lot of stuff, or at least, you know, and I haven't watched him that closely in the last two-thirds of the season. You know, he does some things that are just fundamentally off and that you can't get away with over time. That you just, some of the college stuff that's kind of got to get beat out of you over time. Like, Bo Nix has more physical talent and potential than Case Keenum did. But Case, when he came in and he had that little dose of success initially, but it was like, man, Case was so raw. Like, Case had so many air raid type elements that needed to be beat out of him over time. Yeah, yeah. And you just never know. The vast majority of the time, guys don't do it. They can't figure it out.
Exactly.
And like, Case, to his credit, I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize how much he had to improve on a lot of things in terms of just really running an NFL offense. The fact that he made it as long as he did, it's a testament to how hard he must have had to work at it. And that's just what you never know with a rookie. It's like, okay, are they going to really learn these lessons and build on it?
Yeah, there is a chance. There is a chance that Denver could be the 5 seed. They'd have to win both games. They play at Cincinnati, and then they get a visit from Kansas City, and Pittsburgh would have to lose in Week 18. So there's a chance, but beating Cincinnati in Cincinnati and then winning at home against the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs could put it on cruise control.
Yeah.
So maybe. There may be a chance that Denver could come here as the 5 seed. Maybe. And that would be awesome because then Pittsburgh would have to play Baltimore in the 3-6 game. So there's a chance for Denver, but man, that is to beat Cincinnati and Kansas City and then hope for Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh could very easily lose that game to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. But if Cincinnati loses to Denver, then Cincinnati's probably out of the playoff mix. Are they going to care? Is Jake Browning going to play against the Steelers and the Steelers get kind of an easy win before they get into the playoffs? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll definitely see. And one other thing that we're going to see about, and we don't know when, if, how, Deontay Johnson is a Texan. What do we think? What does Seth think about that? I'll get his thoughts next, right here on Payne and Pendergast.